But you know, what I tell the students when I go and talk to students in class, you know, everybody's not born with bigotry in their heart. Everybody's not born with hatred or discrimination. And you know what happened? Before you know it, we were invited to their homes, to their parties, and we ended up staying in school. My brother Gonzalo, who's 80 the other day, he still has friends from that white school. In fact, they were at his birthday the other day. From then on, we continued to go on into white schools there in Santa Ana, and I went on and became a registered nurse, went on to college and worked for 33 years as a registered nurse, became assistant nursing director, and retired to take care of my mother. Thinking that from now on I could watch TV because I had never been able to watch TV going to school and working. And that's when she said, no, Sylvia, somebody has to go and tell the story. So then that's how I started going around the country talking about the story.
So it was hard for you in the beginning to acclimate to the bullying of your classmates, but then eventually everybody became friends with everybody. Like you said, they needed to be exposed to other types of kids, right?
That's what is so important about the Mendez story. Because when we started to fight the story, you know, it wasn't, this is what I tell the students. You know, when we started to fight the desegregation case, anybody joined in. It wasn't, this story is not just about Mexican fighting. It's about the ACLU came in. The lawyers came at that time, they were all white. They sent in the brief. The NAACP sent in the brief. The Japanese Americans that had just been interned, they sent in brief. Everybody joined in. So when you, I tell the students, when you're fighting for justice or for something right, people will join you. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just your race, but everybody will come in, you know, to right or wrong.
And do you think that after all these years that we've actually reached a society that has fully integrated our schools, or do you think that it's still
absolutely
there?
Absolutely not. No. Now we're more segregated than we were before. Before it was by law. You know, by law. By law, they could segregate us. But now it's de facto. De facto segregation, I know you know what that means. It's caused by poverty, you know, as people can't. You know, minorities can't move out of certain areas because, you know, they can't afford to live in the affluent areas in town. Or it's caused by district lines that are made, you know, where certain students go to certain schools. It's by politics. There's so many evils, you know, that keep us so segregated. And right now we are more segregated than the schools that we were in 1944. Can you believe that? This is what I tell the students. The wonderful thing about this wonderful country of ours, because I was born there in Orange County. I was born here in California 81 years ago, is that in the United States, education is a must. I have traveled over 70 countries all over the world. When I was a nurse, you know, I used to travel all the time. And I know that everybody wants to come to this country. But I discovered that there are countries that do not have free education. And that is so terrible that our students did not take advantage. That we have free education all through high school, you know, from kindergarten through high school. And now some of the colleges here in California are junior colleges are becoming free. But education is a must. You must go on and get some kind of degree. And I know that at one time high school was a must, but now you have to have a PhD because a bachelor's now is like a high school graduation. So that's why I speak to students all over the country talking about how they have to stay in school, how people have fought for them to have schools, how people continue for them to have a school, to have equality in the schools, and that staying in school and going on to school and going on to get a degree in whatever or a profession, it's what's going to give you that quality of life that we all are guaranteed here in the United States. And you can live wherever you want to and do whatever you want to. So that's why I love, you know, speaking to students about how we have continued to fight for them for equal education, even though we are so segregated. And what I do when I speak to the teachers, like I'm going tomorrow to Los Angeles to speak to principals, 500 principals, is to let them know, you know, that we're all equal and we all deserve the same quality of education. And I know that sometimes it's very hard, you know, when you don't know the other cultures or the other nationalities, but that how we have to, you know, help these students and how and let them know that they're, you know, that they have to go on to school. But the one thing that I'm pushing for in these schools, segregated schools, is that they have counselors in there, counselors, that they have AP classes, that they are guided to go on to college. Because a lot of students thought that they could just, you know, graduate from these schools and go on to college. You can't get into a college if you don't have the right classes to go on to college. You can't go on to a college if you don't have the good a good grade. So, you know, all this is what I emphasize when I speak to the teachers. And when I speak to students, I also speak to them about, you know, making sure that they do take those classes, those AP classes, that they do have counselors guiding them to apply to the colleges and not apply to one, because you might be rejected to apply to so many, and to make sure that they keep their grade point up and that they do go to school, you know. And because, you know, there's so many little things that are keeping our Latino students, you know, from going on to school right now. But I do speak to everybody, not just Latinos.
What is your message these days, especially these days with our country?
Our country is so divided. It's more divided than it has never been in ever. But I have never seen, you know, in the 81 years of my life, the country so divided. So what my message is that everybody's not the same, you know, that we all deserve to have equality and justice. And that we are, you know, we all are under God equal, and that everybody's not the same. Everybody's not hateful. Everybody's not prejudiced. And if you need help, that people will come and help you, because that's what has happened to me, you know, all my life. You know, I have been discriminated. I had so much discrimination all my life. But still, you know, you have to look for the good. And in this country, you will always find it. There's always somebody to help you.